Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continued reading our devotional series, Suffer Well, from sufferwell.org. This is the 109th reading, and today we are talking about a topic that is so common to so many of us, and we really need to get a grasp on this if we really want to draw closer to our wonderful Creator. And it's called Seeds of Doubt. Seeds of Doubt. And when we think about this and we hear about what's being said, I want to read this, and I want us to comprehend the idea of the seeds of doubt that we breed up in ourselves. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then I'm going to get into the teaching today. And as we start the devotional, it says, Father, it is with heart, a mind of remorse that I come. Regret for all mankind. Why are we so quick to turn? Why is it so easy to forget? When water is turned into wine, how sweetly we rejoice. When the wine is gone, we wonder if you would or even could do it again. When you heal the blind, we stand in wondrous awe. Then soon after, we wonder if you would do it for us. We see you turn darkness into light and make crooked paths straight before us, as Isaiah 42:16 says, yet we sinfully wonder if you would take us all the way as you promise. And I read to you Isaiah 42:16. It says, I will lead the blind Israel down a new path, guiding them along the unfamiliar way. I will brighten the darkness before them. I will smooth out the road ahead of them. Yes, I will indeed do these things. I will not forsake them. Continuing in the devotional, it says, O Father, if there are seeds I do not want to sow, they are the seeds of doubt. Why are we like this? What is it in us that continually forgets or chooses to doubt that you have promised to cover us from the beginning to the end? Yes, Father, it seems to bring you glory when the seeds of doubt are majestically overcome by faith. But it is the doubt that burdens me. Doubting you hinders my growth. My unbelief dishonors you and for that, I apologize. Show me the way, Father, again. I hand you all of the seeds of doubt until they are no more. Please take them, Father. Let the ground on which I have scattered them become parched and till the new soil of my heart with your presence. And it's Jeremiah 4, verse 3 and 4, and we read. It says in Jeremiah Chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, it says, this is what Yahweh says to the people of Judah and Jerusalem. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts. Do not waste your good seed among the thorns. O people of Judah and Jerusalem, surrender your pride and power. Change your hearts before Yahweh, my anger will burn like an unquenchable fire because of all your sins. These are the instructions through the prophet Jeremiah to us. And we finish the devotional with this scripture that says, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Yeshua came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28:17-18. So that is a wonderful devotional for today. And this is so close to all of us because we understand what it says. And I give you this morning and present my teaching with Hosea 4:6 that says, my people destroyed because they do not know me. And we hear that verse so often say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But what it says in the Hebrew is, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge of me. And then it continues and says, since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priest. Since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I will forget to bless your children. You can only forget something you once knew. We all know as believers the wonderful power of Yeshua and what he could do in our lives. But it's when we forget and then we let that doubt seep in, we realize how weak our faith truly is. But a person of strong faith will not forget at all, ever, no matter what. That's the difference between a real believer and a make-believer. That's the difference between a baby and a grown-up. That's the difference between somebody who's mature and somebody who's immature. We need not let our doubt get in, because it opens up a door to the enemy. And I tell you this all the time. The Bible is clear and says that our Creator knows our minds, what we think. Even before we were born, He knew the choices we were going to make. But the enemy does not. The enemy can only react on our actions and our thoughts of how we put them into action. He doesn't know what we're thinking. He just sees how we act. And when we doubt, He knows. Because it shows in our appearance. It shows in our confidence. It shows in everything. And then we speak doubt. And then the enemy has a way to get in and devour us. We must hold on to Scripture and never, ever, ever doubt our Creator. Yes, He did make blind people see and crippled people walk and dead people raise. And He could do the same thing for us, and He's willing to do the same thing for us if we would just have the faith, just the faith, even as little as the mustard seed. It says in Psalms 94:14, Yahweh will not reject His people. He will not abandon His special possession. And I ask you this morning, are you His people? If you're His people, you won't doubt His wonderful power. If you doubt, then it's a question of whose people you truly are. Remember, we have two sides of this war that's going on that we don't see, and we have to choose one or the other. His people choose the side of joy, peace, love, mercy, grace, long-suffering, faith, virtue, purity, wisdom, honesty, justice, fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, mercy, excellent forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. But it's the other side that we want to avoid. The side that produces rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy and envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, a critical spirit, fear of man, terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful, self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness. Those are the sides we want to avoid, because those are the sides of the enemy. And it says that our Creator will not reject His people. You, if you accepted Yeshua as our wonderful Messiah and your faith remains in Him, are His people. If you doubt, you doubt. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You either believe Him fully or you're not a believer. Every single word He has given is profitable for man. Isaiah 40 verse 4 says, He makes the pathway smooth. It says He fills in the valleys and levels the mountains and hills and straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. That's the road He lays out for us that offers us a future and a hope. That's the road we want, not the road of darkness without a light. He gives us a light, and the light is His word. That's what we need. Oh, the beautiful things He's done for us and does for us every day. And that's why I take rejoice when it says, this is the day that Yahweh created. Be glad and rejoiceful in it. If you are doubting, you cannot rejoice. It's only when you have a strong, consistent confidence in Him and His word that you can be rejoicing always. And that's what He wants us to do. Yesterday's sins are yesterday. And worrying about the things about tomorrow don't do anything for today. This is the day He made, and we have to rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. Luke 1:78 to 79 says, because of Yahweh's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide us into the path of peace. Remember what it says in the Bible. It says, weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. How many of you are joyful today? Those that seek me early shall find me, as it says in the scriptures. The light that He brings into our life, it's so beautiful. Exodus 5:8 says, for once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from Yahweh. So live as people of light. People of light do not doubt. People of light do not fear man. They're in awe of our Creator. Your special possession. That's who He calls us. His special possession. People of the light. That's who I am. People of the light. The word is my light for that path, so they will not stumble in the darkness. That's what we want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we talk about the seeds of doubt that seep in, that the enemy uses to power, how power his way in. But we talk about the seeds and what it says in Hosea 10:12. It says, I said, plant the good seeds of righteousness, that you will harvest a crop of love. Plow up the ground of your hearts, for now the time to seek Yahweh, that he may come and shower righteousness upon you. There's no room for seeds of doubt amongst Yahweh's people of light. That's what we have to understand and believe and trust. There's no room for doubt. There's no room for doubt. Matthew 13:7 says, other seeds fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. This is a garden we want nothing of. It says Matthew 13:22, the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Doubt makes your seed unfruitful. You must have 100% in confidence that his word is true. And you must be circumcised of the heart and be steadfast no matter what is going on in this true life. When people in a book of Fox's Books of Martyrs, or all the martyrs from Voice of the Martyrs are out there being martyred today and beaten just like Yeshua was, they're not doubting. They're taking joy and going to death singing praises. They have no doubt or fear because they know the eternity that awaits us versus a short time here. No doubt, no doubt. Deuteronomy 10:16 says, therefore change your hearts and stop being stubborn. No doubt. If you doubt at all, change your hearts and stop being stubborn. Because he's coming. He's coming quick, and he's coming for his children of light that have no doubt in them. No seeds of doubt are allowed in his kingdom. Isaiah 30:27 says, look, Yahweh is coming from far away, burning with anger, surrounded by thick raging smoke. His lips are filled with fury. His words consume like a fire. He's ready to separate the righteous from the unrighteous. He's ready to separate the confident from the doubters. He's ready to separate the holiness and the set apart ones from the make believers. It says in Jeremiah 9:25-26, a time is coming, says Yahweh, when I will punish those who are circumcised in body but not in spirit. The Egyptians, Edomites, Ammonites, Moabites, the people who live in the desert and the remote places, and yes, even the people of Judah. And like all these pagan nations, the people of Israel also have uncircumcised hearts. And I will tell you this right now, an uncircumcised heart is one that doubts our Creator and what he could do or will do for us. It's the people with a circumcised heart and a blood of Yeshua that understand that they've been released from the prison, and they understand the power and the majesty of a wonderful Creator. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. If you have doubt or fear for man, you need work. Work needs to be done. Work needs to be done. Jeremiah 21:12 says, this is what Yahweh says to the dynasty of David. Give justice each morning to the people you judge. Help those who have been robbed. Rescue them from their oppressors. Otherwise, my anger will burn like a quenchable fire because of all your sins. Not only do you dishonor Yahweh when you doubt, but you give energy to the enemy. You give energy to him to get in and take over your life, and you're choosing his side. We must get rid of all doubt. One of the greatest sins we could do is to doubt our wonderful Creator for the promises he's gave us. You cannot not believe in those promises and call yourself a true believer. And if there's anything in you or of you that causes you to doubt our wonderful Creator or causes you to live against his guidelines and instructions, you must get rid of it immediately. Immediately. We must get the wisdom of our Creator, the knowledge of his Torah, his guidelines and instructions. And if there's anything in your life that causes you to doubt, anything in your life that causes you to forget, anything in your life that causes you to think, well, I don't need to follow those things, or I don't need to do those things, you must get rid of it immediately. It says in Mark 9:43, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter eternity life with only one hand than to go into the unquenchable fires of hell with two hands. We must get it out. We must get it out immediately. Romans 2:28-29 says, for you were not a true Jewish person just because you were born of Jewish parents or because you have gone through the ceremony of circumcision. No, a true Jewish person is one whose heart is right with Yahweh. And true circumcision is not merely obeying the letter of the law. Rather, it is a change of heart produced by the Spirit. And a person with a changed heart seeks praise from Yahweh, not from people. And then I tell you right now, who is Israel? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Israel is not just people that were born of a physical circumcision. They were born of a heart circumcision. Their hearts have been changed and turned towards our Creator. And if you had seeds of doubt, your heart has not been changed yet. And every single one of us has this wonderful, beautiful opportunity to change for Him and towards Him, and to not live in doubt and fear any longer. And to trust Him, and to have the faith that what He said was true. Today and always, we understand who Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, is. And if anyone doubts that He is the wonderful, wonderful, almighty, powerful Creator in the flesh Himself, that is the authority over all things and all people and can do all things, we see it in all His work and in His hand and what He's done, turning water into wine, healing blind people and crippled people, you haven't seen anything yet. Anything yet. As Yeshua said, you believe because you have seen, but what about those words of faith of those that haven't seen and believe? How blessed will they be? John 17:2 says, for you have given Him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you a person of light? Are you a person that has no doubt? And up to this point, maybe you have. But now is the time to say, Father, take away those seeds of doubt. Replace them with solid, a foundation and a trust in our wonderful Messiah this day and always. Right now, take away those seeds of doubt. Don't let the enemy get in. Take away those seeds of doubt. Plant me on solid ground. Make my seed strong. And no doubt in that seed, Ephesians 1:20-22 says, that raised Messiah from the dead and seated in Him in the place of honor at Yahweh's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now He is far above any ruler or authority and power of the leader of anything else, not only in this world, but also the world to come. Yahweh has put all things under His authority of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and has made Him head over all things for the benefit of the assembly. Trusting fully in Him. Truly in Him. Philippians 2:9-10 says, therefore Yahweh elevated Him to the place of the highest honor and gave Him the name above all names. And the name of Yeshua, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Every single time, every single way, we trust in Him and His wonderful, mighty, majestical power. A wonderful Creator, Yeshua Messiah. But we must not let doubt seep in. We must be strong in our faith. It's those that are faithful that see the light, that see the light and understand the light. In the darkness, they see the light. Faith is believing in the unseen, believing and understanding you are children of light. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence that we hope for, but we do not see. We must continuously have this wonderful faith. We must continually understand what our Creator offered us and gave us, and never doubt it. Never doubt it. To believe in Him and suffer like Him always. 100%. 100%. Mark 1:5 says, the time has come, He said, the kingdom of Yahweh has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Yeshua is the good news. And what He's done for us is what He's willing to do for us consistently over and over and over again. And to doubt that is such a great sin, a terrible tragedy. It's to doubt what our Creator can do and will do for us every single time. James 1, 6, and 7 says, he must ask in faith without doubting. For that one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man not to expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh. Nothing. We cannot doubt. We cannot be double-minded. We must make that choice and stick to it always. That wonderful choice that our Creator gives us. And have faith always, consistently. Isaiah 65, 24 says, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. All things are possible through our wonderful Creator. But we must remain faithful and not have that doubt. One of my favorite verses in all of the Bible is, be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we must understand. Be still and know that he is Yahweh. No doubt, no doubt. Remember Job 13, 15 says, though he slay me, yet I will hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. And Psalm 34, 17 says, the righteous cry out, and Yahweh hears them. And he delivers them from all their troubles. And I love when Job said, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Meaning his words are more important than my life. There was no doubt of who he was to Job. And Romans 10, 17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. And he's given us his word to hear. He speaks it to us all the time. And I ask you this morning, are you ready to get rid of those seeds of doubt? Are you ready to do the best you can absolutely do for him? Let no doubt get in. No doubt. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to Yahweh as an approved worker who has nothing to be ashamed of handling the word of the truth with precision. Let's not get tired of what is good. For at the right time, we will reap the harvest if we do not give up, Galatians 6, 9. Do not give up. No doubt. He wants us to win the race, to keep the faith, to fight the good fight, 2 Timothy 4, 7. Remember that. Remember that. Yahweh's children of light have no doubt. Proverbs 16, 3 says, commit your work to Yahweh, then it will succeed. We need to understand that and understand that we need to fix our attention on Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and trust in him fully and always. And he will bless us like more than ever before. And we do all to the glory of Yahweh without any fear or worry about man or man's ways. Whatever you do, whether it's you eat, you drink, whatever you wear, put on, whatever, do it all to the glory of Yahweh with faith and confidence. With faith and confidence. And we look at this, and I warn you today to be always enthusiastic about what you do. A great book I read was Enthusiasm Makes the Difference. Enthusiasm makes the difference. Romans 12, 11 says, never be lazy in your work, but serve Yahweh enthusiastically. Serve him enthusiastically. To be fully satisfied in what he's done for you. We can do all things through Yahweh who strengthens us. Where's your enthusiasm for Yahweh? If you have doubt, it's hard to be enthusiastic about what he did. But Yahweh says to do your best, to do your best. Submit yourself to him and resist the enemy. The enemy will run for from you. We run from you. Colossians 1:29 says, that is why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Yeshua's mighty power that works within me. I can do all things through him who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. We have every single opportunity, every single power to do it. The wonderful, gracious goodness of our wonderful Creator as he blessed us. And we seek his words all the time. It says in Psalms 119:68, you are good and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. So we make that right choice every single time. And we remember Jeremiah 29:11 when it says, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster. To give you a future and give you a hope. And I remind you this morning of Romans 8:28 and says, and we know that in all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Psalms 23:6 says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. That is a confident person. That is the confidence we need. Forever, always, 100%, we are with him. Yes, even though we are in the land of the living, we remain confident, Psalms 27:13. We remain confident in him. Only he is good. Only he understands and he knows. We are to be children of the light, and that's what we are supposed to be. And we all know somebody, even ourselves, who it seemed like we could never have the power to do any of this. But we know that he changed our heart so completely that we shouldn't have any fear or forget what he said, like any seeds of doubt where people said, we've seen him do it, but will he do it again? Or can he do it again? Absolutely, 100%. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Yeshua, a new creation has come, and the old is gone, and the new is here. No doubt, no fear. No doubt and no fear, just taking rejoicing. This is the day he has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his love endures forever. All the time, not just sometimes. Psalms 107:1 says, give thanks to Yahweh for his good and his love endures forever. Those of you that doubt need to repent. There's no doubt in his kingdom you need to repent. Jeremiah 33:11 says, the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of the bride and the bridegroom, and the voice of those being giving thank offerings into the house of Yahweh, saying, give thanks to Yahweh of hosts, for Yahweh is good. His loving devotion endures forever, for I will restore the land from the captivity of their former time, says Yahweh. Praise him. Thank you, everybody, for listening this morning. Have a blessed day out there today. Stay strong and faithful in a wonderful creator, and do not let any doubt get in. This is a new day, a new morning, and he will bless us with joy. And enthusiastically, we have to trust in him. Praise him. Praise him. No worry or fear. Thank you. Thank you. You can see more of these teachings at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also go to our Patreon page at Torah Life Ministries, actually patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. You can go there and bless us and support us there as well. So thank you so much, everybody. Have the most blessed day you've ever had today with confidence and joy. Shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
For so long I carried the weight of my past, crippled by burdens like stones on my back. I thought I had fallen too far from your grace, but you came and showed me the way. When I was lost, soul searching, you were the ground beneath my feet. When I was a blind man begging, you were the eye so I could see. When the smoke was rising up, you were the air that I could breathe. You gave me hope, you gave me something to believe. Now I'm alive and born again, rescued from the grip of sin. God, your love came crashing in and pulled me out.